Inside this truck is the Hisense 116UX, a 116-inch monster of a TV. But it's more than just a one-trick pony, boasting 8,000 nits of peak brightness and the world's very first RGB mini LED backlight. That's right, instead of a white backlight with color filters, Hisense is using thousands of zones of RGB backlighting to dramatically boost color volumes to a never-before-seen 95% of the BT2020 color space. Can't wait to be the first person to unbox this thing. But I'm gonna have to wait a little bit because while the TV tech has improved a lot in the 2 years since I unboxed my 115-inch TCL, the process for moving these things hasn't improved at all. This is gonna be a challenge. Like this challenging segue to our sponsor. As much as we're kind of memeing on how hard these things are to move, it's only about 20% an act. The shipping weight of this TV is over 300 pounds.
Almost 400.
So if you're French, I hope you can also read English or Spanish, because two people, probably not enough. Anywho, this seems like as good a place as any for the unboxing in front of, for scale, a 75-inch TV. Let's start with the straps, but before we even get this open, can I just say, hey, maybe they could have made it lighter if they didn't keep trying to pack more and more tech into these giant TVs?
No.
I'm talking 4K, 165 hertz native refresh rate, G-Sync, AMD FreeSync Pro Premium, whatever the crap they call it now.
Auto low latency mode, all the goodness.
Ooh. Oh, we put the ugly side facing the camera.
Oh yeah, we totally did. This has got all the good stuff. IMAX enhanced. Opera Nationale de Paris.
What?
Diviolet. Yeah, it's an audio company.
Oh.
So it's tuned.
6.2.2 audio. Although, I say this every time, but it bears repeating. If you're buying a TV like this, my God, do not use the onboard sound.
We'll try them.
You might also want to get an extended warranty on it. 2 years, more than some TVs, but considering the cost of it.
Do you know how much it costs?
No, Hisense hasn't actually told me. I just assumed it's really high.
It's $25,000 on sale from $30,000. Depending on where you get it.
What a deal.
What a savings.
You'll save more on this TV than most people spend on their TV. You can fit so much savings in here.
That's how deals work. You're just saving money.
You'd be crazy not to buy it. How does it come apart? Should we be worried about some of the like holes bashed in the side of the box? Not even a little. My God, this foam. This is like the densest foam I think I've ever seen in my life. And I think this cardboard screen protector might be better built than some IKEA furniture. Check this out, Bloof. Dude, there's my new table, bro. New dining room table right there. Oh, it comes with handles.
Yes. Wait, are these the good ones though? Or are these the ones that are gonna dig into our hands? No,
oh,
the
they're
top.
The dig in our hands.
Hell yeah, that's the good stuff. That's,
is it?
No, it's terrible.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's terrible, it's gonna dig like it did last time.
For comparison, here are the handles that TCL provides for their 115-inch, and you get two per side that screw in so you can lift it like this. Hisense, this is a better system.
Or just fix the handle.
Whoa!
What?
Hisense was way ahead of us.
Why?
Boom!
It's like 2 pounds or something. That's like a kilo, man.
This is to defend your TV. Man, I don't even get to use my screwdriver from lttstore.com to put these in.
Now might be a good time. All the I.O. is like right next to your face.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, what? Oh, only three HDMIs?
That's because, have you found it yet?
Shut up. Does it have DPN?
Yes.
Where? I don't see it.
It's through USB-C.
Shut up.
So it's DP alt, but yes, it has DP.
No way!
I think it's the only TV or like one of very few TVs that have DisplayPort built in.
That is so cool.
I know. I didn't tell you about it because, yeah, it's sick.
Oh.
You found it?
It's here.
Yo.
What the heck? Why would they put it on the side of the TV?
Probably so it's easy to plug a laptop in or something.
So they're thinking like in a professional environment.
Yeah, like it's at a presentation and someone needs to walk up, make it easy for someone.
Okay. Here's a nice thing, though. All of the HDMIs support full 4K 165 hertz, though. The only question now is, did they spring for more than 100 megabit LAN?
On the spec page, it literally just says Ethernet LAN. So I would guess no, but it's got Wi-Fi 6E.
Rounding out the I/O, we have USB 2, USB 3, serial for home automation controls, as well as a headphone jack and AV in. Wow, It still has Spitiff, too.
It's got everything you need.
I assume we want to check this out in the theater room. Yeah. That's where it's going to be. This is the part to make sure you're rolling, because if we drop it, that's content, baby. One, two three, hop!
You know?
My God.
This is doable.
All you need is to mix three people. In French, they call it a menage à trois.
No, Reese, you're definitely helping.
Yeah, Reese, you're helping.
I definitely felt it when you stopped.
Oh, boy.
The leg. It's good.
Yep. It's all good. One, two, three, and down. Woo! Damn, that's a big TV.
Yeah.
I'm on my tiptoes.
It's up to my mouth.
One of my issues with the TCL is if there's any light in the room, you get this kind of rainbow star effect. I bet you can see it really well on the camera. That was because of the microlens arrays that they're using, if I recall correctly.
Probably.
Hisense claims that they have a really sophisticated anti-glare coating on this. We have the screen protector on now, so
yeah, take it off.
I guess we might as well move it. Energy guide. Off the charts. Don't even worry about it.
Do you know how much power this uses?
I'm going to say 450 watts.
Oh my God, you're so far off. It's like 800 watts. It's like almost a portable air conditioner level of electricity just for the TV.
Good thing I have AC in this room.
Yeah, the panel's probably going to get hot.
Sometimes it has to run.
I believe it.
The winter.
Yeah.
Because you get like 10 people packed in here. That's about 1,000 watts.
100%.
I've got a 5090 in there in that Falcon Northwest frag box. Plus the TV.
Yep.
You got like thousands of watts in this little room. The rainbow effect is actually quite pronounced on it.
You can still see it 100%, but if you try to like look at both of these at the same time, that still looks like a perfect reflection almost.
Right.
This is a lot more diffuse.
Realistically, this is a light controlled room.
Oh yeah, it's fine. Oh, it has instructions on how to take it all apart. We did it correctly.
Dude, it's on. There's no way we can ignore this.
Oh.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, you already powered it on. Okay, sick. Do you understand why I was incredibly excited about this TV, but why I thought you might still keep the TCL?
There's a fair bit of bloom.
There's a fair bit of bloom. Do you want to guess how many dimming zones are on this TV?
Oh my God.
Take a guess.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's not a bad number. It's not. There are thousands.
Oh my God. It's not like 3,000, is it?
It's like 3,500.
That's not a lot of zones for a TV this big. It's way better dead on. Like when I was over here, you can see the bloom.
Oh yeah, I can see.
Oh, it's real. I'm sure it's very pronounced on camera, yeah.
The anti-glare though.
Yeah, it's pretty good now that we've got the peel off.
And now that we're looking at it dead on.
Yeah, I can't see either of us like at all. And it's a pretty black screen.
Dude, it's so big. Not much dirty screen effect on this big gray screen.
Yeah, not too bad.
Uniformity,
seems
not
okay.
Perfect, but it's never going to be perfect. And it's really hard to nail it on a gigantic display like this.
We haven't tested it yet, so we'll know more later. But yeah, it looks pretty good for now. You're moving it and everything. Like you're going to keep this TV.
There is a strong probability that I'm going to be keeping this TV, yes.
You think so?
I want to see the color, man.
I'm 95% of BT2020. If they can do it with, if it gets to 8,000 nits, and with the new RGB mini LED, it's possible. Yeah.
Whoa, buddy.
Woo! That is pretty good already.
The way that that shone orange light at us, right? That's not white light through an orange filter. That is orange-ass light.
Yeah. Woo! That was good.
The yellow dress, dude.
Even all the, like, sewing on her dress, like the yellows on it.
Just pause.
It really does.
Not in an awful, unnatural way, though. Oh my God!
I forgot about the camera flash!
And unlike an OLED, it does it full screen, good Lord!
The blues on her earrings are actually really nice. I guess that's what you get when you've got a pure blue part of your backlight.
I guess we didn't really get into much detail about what the RGB backlight means, but essentially, more color saturation, more color volume, because they can tune the color of the light that is shining through the LCD layer right from the very back, instead of having to filter it or quantum dot transform it.
There's a lot of processing that goes into that.
That's
why they need the new processors, because they're color mixing each individual mini LED, right, as the content changes, which is a lot to do. But it's doing a good job of it so far.
Dude, it's working.
Yeah.
I did catch a little bit of bloom around
did
her arm
you?
There.
Did you?
I was looking for it.
Some of these too. These a
little bit.
Yeah. It's only, we're looking for it.
But what's interesting is that the bloom has color.
Oh, it kind of does. And it looks more like a glow around some of the things, which isn't,
yes.
It's not terrible, but like when it's black on white or white on black, it's not, oh, Well, okay, it works here because of the sea.
Oh my god. I think this is the best I've ever seen this scene look. One thing I really appreciated about the TCL was that, like an OLED, the local dimming is so many zones that when you have a letterboxed film like this, you really don't see any glow. Oh. I mostly don't see any glow.
Yeah, it's pretty mostly. Close.
It's also not black, though. In motion, when I'm actually sitting enjoying a movie, I don't think it's enough to notice.
No, for most people.
I can notice.
You're not most people.
No, I'm not. There's always going to be trade-offs, and while this might not necessarily perform the best in a more washed-out, contrasty, atmospheric movie like Alien, or Aliens for that matter, where it will perform well is something really bright, and I love animated films. Let's throw Mario at it.
Oh my god.
The gold. Dude, the gold!
Even the glinting on the metal as the bullet bills turn to shoot at her? It was pretty good.
The gold,
yeah,
though!
The tie, it's real.
Gold is really hard to do.
Yeah.
There's no question.
You're keeping this?
The color is not close, dude. It's not.
I was looking at those two.
Dude, the pink light.
It's fantastic.
See, that's where it's at its best. When glowing objects have a color, they get saturation, the likes of which I just don't think I've ever seen before.
We've still got to test to see if it actually does 95% BT2020.
Yeah, it might not.
A lot. It might be lower than that. We don't know. Yeah. That's a claim. I think it hits 1,000 hits. I think that's safe to say.
Okay, this seems like a good opportunity for us to try out the speakers.
6.2.2. Look, it's not your sound system.
It's not a subwoofer.
But like, that was pretty good. For TV speakers? All right, it's missing all the bass.
Get a real audio setup.
Yeah.
God, this scene is so cool.
I know. I really don't see any blue. Like when, you know, it's midday and it's a regular scene, it's gonna stand out to you the few times it stands out to you. But literally, no one else in the room is even going
to
notice.
You know what stands out to me here? Is they're not overcooking anything. Like, we've talked a fair amount about how, oh, it looks so red, it looks so yellow, it looks so green. But this looks like it's supposed to look. They're not overcooking it.
No, it does. But, I mean, we're in filmmaker mode. So yeah. I would expect that.
I wish I could take that for granted. It's subtle. We can very clearly make out the difference between the leather jacket and the camo.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But you can tell it's a dusty-ass day in L.A., which is exactly what it is.
The trees still look green, but they look normal plant green. They don't look unnaturally vibrant or anything.
That's what your display should do. It should leave it up to the artist's intent. This looks great. Skin tones, great.
Okay, now can we game on it?
This thing better have low lag, because I want to really enjoy gaming on it.
It's got auto low latency mode, and one thing I actually don't know if you mentioned yet, it does 165 hertz.
Oh, naturally. I did.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Native 165.
That's right.
Instant game response.
Auto. On. Always on. FreeSync Premium.
Oh, yeah.
On. High refresh rate mode.
Oh, on. Let's go. Oh, my God.
HDR's not even on. Click it on.
Windows HDR may look poo-poo on the desktop, but
looks real good in game.
Why do I ever game anywhere other than in here?
I don't know. I will say, this is one of the times where I want 8K. Like, this still looks amazing, don't get me wrong, but like, the screen is so freaking big that I would actually like a resolution bump at this point.
How's the motion performance?
It's okay.
It seems okay.
It's okay. Don't forget that, like, this is still a VA panel. Like, it's mini LED, but oh my god, it looks incredible though once you stop looking at the motion. Like, do an explosion or something.
Oh my god. Everyone having all legendary weapons is not quite the fun that I was hoping it would be.
Especially when they're getting bazookas and you're getting a gravity hammer.
The motion performance is not bad enough to be distracting, but it's not good enough for me to look at and go, oh yeah, wow, this is amazing.
Do like some flicks and stuff.
Yeah.
It's, you can like see the pixels changing. Like, I want that instantaneous response time. Like, it's still good enough.
Yeah, it's not bad enough that I can blame it for how I'm playing right now.
100%.
Thanks. Now it's time to play a real game. Woo! Ooh, there's some risky stuff happening here. This is almost too big for this game. Ooh, these pixel response times might not be as okay as I thought.
Yeah.
No issues with latency here, though.
No, this is totally fine.
Woo! I honestly don't think the auto HDR looks as good as just running this game in SDR, though.
Oh, let's go! Playing from down low!
It's kind of incredible how quiet this computer is.
It really is.
Falcon did an amazing job. Helped did his own case, yeah. And
yeah, it looks really good.
Fits
in the,
everything.
Fits in the cabinet grain, yeah. And everything, yeah. Woo! Okay, so this doesn't have HDR yet. That's actually coming out in a future update.
Oh, so this is just the SDR to HDR
this
conversion.
This is just the SDR to HDR conversion.
Looks not bad.
No, it looks really good. In this, the motion is really killing me. But we'll just go to a really nice scenic area and just kind of look around. Oh, I didn't even check settings.
Yeah, it looks not that high.
Set to ultra.
This is ultra.
V-Sync's on. Gamma correction.
Oh, get that DLSS off.
Oh, yeah. Convolution.
Performance.
It's not even a transformer, and it's... I was wondering why it looks so bad. I thought it was just the motion quality, but no.
Kind of poo-poo.
Oh, that's a lot better.
That's more like it.
That's so much better. Oh, my God.
Dude, it looked like I had Vaseline on my new TV.
I know. I thought it was just the bad MPRT, but no, it looked pretty good. But yeah, this looks like stunning.
The motion performance definitely didn't bother me as much once we adjusted the game settings.
Once we fixed the game settings, it wasn't as bad. Turned off VSync and everything. I still notice it. I love this TV for watching movies. And as much as the 165 hertz is incredible, and I love that it's got DisplayPort, I'm still not sold on gaming on it. I think you've got the like 500 hertz monitor. I would probably, for first person shooters.
No question.
I'd probably play on that still. Like as long as you're not in a first person scenario, it probably looks fine. It probably looks really good even.
3,000 zones is not a lot of zones.
It's not, man. Like, yeah, it's 3,500, but like, that's why when I saw the specs, like I was incredibly excited for this. And then I watched Vincent's video on it and I was like, oh, I don't know if he's actually gonna wanna keep this anymore.
No, I still do.
I believe it, especially because this is your theater room. It's meant for movies. Yep. This seems fine.
Yeah.
I like zero motion issues. Like now that I'm just kind of moving around in a 2D environment with a side scroller.
Once you're on a controller too.
Way better.
It's just not as noticeable.
Yeah.
And this art style also lends itself pretty well to hiding any kinds of small issues.
It really does.
Ah! And I'm dead.
Nice.
Looks great though. Can't blame my TV. Last thing I want to do, check for dead pixels. Takes a while to check on a TV this big. Yet another champagne problem, but a problem nonetheless. Do you want to help me check?
The amount of mini LEDs in here is something like 20,000.
Dude, I think we've got a perfect one.
I think it's good.
I wouldn't put it past Hisense to check this before they sent it, though. In summary, we don't have all the measurements from it yet.
No.
But we did take some time and have John from Labs come and test the color gamut as well as the brightness. So we'll have those results here and I think we're gonna have to do a follow-up video. I need a new wall mount.
You wanna keep it? Okay.
And we might as well run the gamut of tests,
all
pun
right.
intended,
all
if
right.
we're gonna do that.
What are we gonna do with the old TV?
Christmas party.
Oh my God, Elijah's gonna try to win it and get the crane. It was a, okay.
Are you gonna go for it?
No! I just told you can't fit it! And I'm like him, I'm not willing to rent a crane to lift it into my apartment through the balcony.
But you know what you could rent?
Segway?
To our sponsor. If you guys enjoyed this video, why not check out the last time we looked at Hisense's largest ever TV, which was their 110-inch last year.
Yeah.
This is better.
Oh, yeah.
In almost every way.
6 inches is a big difference.
But that one had 20,000 dimming zones.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you. I would have kept that one.
It was smaller.
Ah!